It's Tuesday, August 16th. You're listening to His Time. Joining me by phone this morning, Amy Gertz, coordinator for Rural and Small Town Mission. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So glad to have you with us this morning. Love talking about rural and small town ministry. Tell me a little bit about your work as coordinator.
Well, as a coordinator for Rural and Small Town Mission, I take care of pretty much all the behind-the-scenes stuff. We make sure the newsletters get out to all the congregation, that the webinars are planned and organized, and that we have great subject matter experts who can talk to our congregations about what is happening in their areas of interest so that we have great new resources for them. And by the way, those webinars are always free, so our congregations can take advantage of them. And then we record and archive them so they can go back to them at any time that works for them. And then we make sure that there's great information up on the website and on our Facebook page. And I'm also always here in the office to talk to anybody who has a question or point them in the right direction. And then right now, probably our biggest project is getting ready for our national conference coming in November, November 3rd through the 5th.
Very good. Coming up always in the fall. Joining us by phone now, the Reverend Todd Kolbaum, Director for Rural and Small Town Mission. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing very well, thank you. Hey, how are things? I forgot to ask Amy, how are things in beautiful Concordia, Missouri this morning? Todd, how are things out there in Concordia today?
Oh, they are sunny and gorgeous. It's a beautiful morning.
It's drizzly here. Lots of rain here in St. Louis.
Yeah, you guys got a lot yesterday. But the crops look great, so we've had a great summer.
Todd, tell us a little bit about your work with Rural and Small Town Mission.
Well, as Amy said, she does a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff. I do a lot of the in-front-of-the-scenes stuff. I do a lot of traveling, going around and working through the districts with congregations and groups of congregations to try to help with revitalization and looking at ways that they can better serve the church, better serve the kingdom, and to reach out to those who are around them and to recognize just what this backbone of the country is. Because, you know, as we've always said, rural and small town makes up over half of the congregations and half of the membership of the LCMS. So there's a good backbone out there. This is where we started, and this is there's an opportunity to grow and to thrive out there.
Tell me a little bit about these rural and small town congregations that make up over half of the LCMS.
Well, what we designate as rural and small town is any community that's 15,000 or less. That's actually the census designation. However, most of our congregations that fit into that that scenario are really probably in congregations about 5,000 and under. Amy right now is going through a rather massive project at going through and finding each and every one of our rural and small town mission and ministries. So whether it be a church and school, preschool, those kinds of things. So we have an accurate grasp of exactly who's all out there and where they're at and the size of the communities, so we can better plan our resources to fit the needs of their unique ministries.
Amy, how do you keep all these congregations connected and informed? You mentioned webinars earlier. What are other ways that you keep these rural and small town congregations connected?
Well, we also have our Engaging Your Community events, which are regional. We work with the districts to bring these events into their areas. And then we work with an individual congregation there who hosts it. And we invite all the congregations in the local area that are rural and small town to come in and spend the day working with us on how do you use the assets and blessings that your congregation already has to reach out to the community around you and engage them with the Word of God. So those are one of our really popular events, and we do those all across the country in different districts and regions. And then we have recently been working on something we call our Engaging the Wandering, Ministry to an Active events. And those are a similar template and idea, same idea, except instead of reaching out to the community, we're reaching out to the inactive people in your congregation. We also do some strategic planning work with people in our different congregations across the country. And then we just are here to provide kind of a database of resources. So if people need an idea on how to make maybe their VBS a little bit more friendly to outsiders, they can give us a call and we can say, well, we've had some other congregations have really good success with this idea. Or they can say, what about maybe a template for a dual parish that really wants to work from the idea of ministry instead of just talking about dollars. Well, we have a great resource for that, and we can help them put that together along with partnering with their district to make that happen.
Let's talk about the Rural and Small Town National Conference, the 2016 National Conference. Todd, can you give us a little background on how this conference got started? Because this has been going on for a little while now.
Yeah, this is actually the fourth one since RSTM has become a synodical entity, and it started out in Storm Lake. And that was the first one. Unfortunately, I was unable to attend that one, so I wasn't even there. But Storm Lake, and then the last 3 years, we were in Kansas City at the Marriott, and now we are headed to Wichita. But what the whole idea behind this is kind of the clearinghouse where we bring in subject matter experts, we bring in folks who have ideas and examples, and it's all very practical. We want people to be able to attend the conference at a reasonable rate so that it's affordable, but yet they can come there and receive an absolute myriad of resources from that conference. And then it also helps, you were just asking about connection. It's a great way to connect with other rural and small town workers. It's also a great way to connect with these folks who can help them out. So we bring in a lot of folks who are doing things on the ground so that it's very practical. And we don't want them to go home with just a great bunch of ideas, but we want them to go home with things that they can actually implement and don't have to do a lot of work to modify so it makes sense where they're at. They can actually use it, just hit the ground running.
Amy, can you give me some examples of who we might encounter, what we might learn or see in some of the sessions or presentations at the Rural and Small Town Mission Conference this year?
Sure. This year, our theme is Mission at Home, Standing Where You Are Planted. So how can you be a missionary, reach out where you are? We are missionaries in our own backyards, right out our front door. So we have some great people who are there to talk with us about that, specifically Reverend Kevin Robeson is the chief mission officer for the LCMS. He's coming to do our Bible study, which is the theme of the whole conference based on Psalm 1:3, standing where we are planted. And then we also have Reverend Dr. John Mayle, who was formerly a missionary in Eastern Europe and Asia, but has also been a small town pastor. And he's going to talk about mission at home. How can we be a missionary in our huge mission field just outside our doors? We have Dr. Michael Rodewald, who has been a Bible translator, and he is going to talk about, again, how do we get the God's Word to everybody? How do we translate that and get it into different tongues? We have so many people who are not Native Americans, so to speak, in our rural and small town communities, and we often forget that. And then Adrienne Hines, who is the witness or editor for the Lutheran Witness, is going to come and speak with us as well. She's one of our keynotes, and she and her husband have a very large dairy farm, and so she also understands living and working in a small town in addition to her work with the church. And she's talking to us about vocation and living out what we are supposed to do for the Lord wherever he has placed us. And then we also have this great new track this year on strategic planning. So if you come and sign up for the strategic planning track, you can, you're committing to all six sessions in our breakout sessions with strategic planning, but you can come and work with your congregation and have a strategic plan when you leave. So you'll have a whole six session work time, but you'll get to come and plan and work and take that home with you, and you'll be ready to take off and hit the ground running.
Very good. Todd, what are some of the other things we might encounter at the Rural and Small Town Mission Conference?
Well, something we're extremely excited about this year is the first of a series now of speakers that are funded by grant money from Concordia University in Nebraska Speaker Series, our partnership with them. And so we've actually partnered with Concordia Seward, and we're bringing in Ben Winchester. He's a senior research fellow from the University of Minnesota Extension. And Ben's going to be talking about demographics. And now oftentimes, you know, you hear demographics and you kind of glaze over a little bit, all those numbers, and I just don't want to listen to that. But it's so important for our congregations to understand the demographics of their community. Even though they might think they have a grasp on it, sometimes there's a lot of surprises in there. But more importantly, Ben Winchester does a great job with showing us not only the reality of our demographics, but the hope that we have in those. He does a really good job of helping folks recognize the opportunities that lie within even places where there are maybe some declines. He's showing where there are some changes and these opportunities that we can take advantage of in these changes. And this will lead to a great series of research and opportunities for us to learn more about what's happening with the demographics around us and how we can better engage that. So I'm really excited about that.
So there are lots of opportunities for learning, for networking, developing a plan, and some fellowship as well. Tell me a little bit about the fellowship at the National Rural and Small Town Mission Conference.
Well, as with most conferences, when I would go out to a conference, I used to be a nursing home administrator, and we go to healthcare conferences, and some of the most important information we learn certainly was at the conference, but that facilitated an opportunity to learn even more during those breaks in the sessions where you had an opportunity just to visit with other folks who are doing the things that you're doing and not just commiserate, but to rejoice in the fact that, oh, that's going for you. Okay, this is what we've tried. And you can start to share ideas. So that's one of the greatest ways. We also will host a little reception on the night of our banquet. And we host a very nice banquet every year, which really, you know, gives folks an opportunity just to sit back, relax. And we want that to be the kind of the under theme of the whole event, is that folks can come, they can relax, they can be given some great resources, but yet have an opportunity just to hang out and to take a break from the demands of ministry for just a little bit, for a few days. And it's really kind of neat because we get a lot of friends that are maybe we're at seminary together or something, and they've been across the country from each other, but they meet up at the national conference. And we've had families come. We have folks bring their kids. I remember a radio guy bringing his little guy one time. That was pretty awesome. And it's a neat atmosphere. It's rural and small town folks tend to be very relational. And so this is a very relational event. And that's really kind of fun to see.
I will have to say, Rural and Small Town Mission Conference was Oscar's first church conference. So,
isn't that great? What a way to
special place in our heart.
Almost literally, but I don't think he was quite ready for that yet.
Yeah, he was only about a month and a half old.
That's
at the
right.
time. Yeah, it was a great
He's
conference.
He's still our youngest attendee to date.
Well, the RSTM conference holds a special place in our home, in our family. Tell us a little bit about the location, the venue this year, Amy.
This year we are going to a new place for us. It's Wichita, Kansas at the Wichita Hyatt Regency. And I think that this will be a fun venue for everybody. We are on the Riverwalk in Wichita, which is in their historic downtown. We are right across the Riverwalk from their historic Cowboy Museum, which sometimes people think when I say downtown Wichita, well, that doesn't sound very rural and small town, but honestly, I don't think I could have found a more historic roots of rural and small town. The hotel itself sits on the wide cobblestone streets where the cattle drives used to go through the middle of Wichita when they would drive them up from Texas, and the Cowboy Museum across the street. I think if you want to explore Wichita a little bit, you're going to have a great time learning a little bit about the history of rural areas anyway, too.
Very good. So getting there won't be too hard either, then?
No, they have a nice brand new renovation to their airport. Southwest flies into it if you're interested in looking into them. They do have some other carriers as well, but I've heard some people tell me they got flights as low as $49. I don't know if you'll manage to make that great of a deal, but I know that they're out there anyway.
How do we find out more and register for the conference, Amy?
You can go to the LCMS site, which is lcms.org, and then our page will be / RSTM. So /conference. And all the registration information is there. You will also find information on how to get hotel reservations with our conference hotel. And if you have any other questions or, you know, it just feels a little confusing to you when you're on the website, don't hesitate to call our office and I will be happy to help you. The number here is 888-463-5127.
With just a few seconds left, Todd, what are you looking forward to most about this year's RSTM National Conference?
I'm very much looking forward to just the whole theme of it is about reaching out. And I think that is something that so many of our congregations have lost sight of. It was in their history. It's who they are. They've kind of lost sight of how to do it and what the importance is. And I think that's the neat thing about doing what we're doing is it's very practical ways to turn things around and get back into the community, engage folks with the word of Christ, which is so desperately needed in our country today.
Very good. LCMS.org/RSTM and /conference. And you can find more information there and registration information, lodging, and all those questions can be answered there. Or you can call the Rural and Small Town Mission office, 888-463-5127. Is that right?
That's right.
Very good. Well, thank you both for your time today. Amy Gertz, coordinator for Rural and Small Town Mission. Amy, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And the Reverend Todd Kohlbaum, Director for Rural and Small Town Mission. Thanks so much, Todd.
Thank you, Andy.
Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily lectionary. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.